Yes.
Dispatcher?
Yes.
Mike Manitas has just told me that you have a prior commitment on court claims, so as to not make necessary or desirable a conference with Paul Rogers and Dick Russell and myself on Lynn Collins.
Yeah.
Well, is that so fixed that we need to pursue that further?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think there's anything I can do about it. That came in is almost settled before they even came in their retirement.
The two retirements?
Yep.
If you say that, that winds that up. Linton, however, is a highly deserving man. He came up.
I've known him for years. I've known him longer than anybody. I've been up here ever since he's been here, and he's been a good friend of mine. He serves out on this Gallaudet board that I've been so interested in.
And now, the second thing is on this Interama. Lord Pepper is pushing in every way that he can for him and me and the others. Dottie has told me he wants to come too himself. I haven't had the chance to talk to George about it, but I think he will. And we've got to have some answer to these people, Mr. President. They're pushing us very, very hard, and they've got a whale of a lot of local money and property in the thing. And we'd like very much to have a conference with you at your very early convenience. I've been trying to get it since last Wednesday, but it looked like things kept breaking wrong.
Yeah. Spencer, they murder me every day down here. I'll confer about it again, but there's not much more I can confer about, and we did when I went down there and spent an afternoon going over it. Our people think that we got to have an amendment to that housing bill, and then we don't know what we ought to do about it. And I can confer and confer, but I don't think that they'd tell me anything that I didn't know from what they told me that afternoon we spent on it.
The fact of the matter is that
Claude has talked to me until I'm just almost blue in the face. And you know, that whole day in Florida, he's been a constant talk from the time we got in the helicopter till we got to Miami on it. And I.
Of course, it's a major matter in his district.
Sure it is, and I made it major. I talked to him, but I just don't feel right now that I'm at liberty to make a commitment on it. And I don't know it's embarrassing to me to just have to go through it again and sit there and be unable to say yes.
Well, now, Mr. President, we know that there's ample funds to make the loan and to be put purely on a loan basis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the basis on which we want to discuss it with you.
Yeah.
I believe it's 18 or 18 and a half. With all the money they've got in it and the way that things move forward otherwise, and can't move if the federal government ever helps us all in this thing, why, we'll almost assure the completion of it in these two other ways I mentioned to you. That is, with the building of a huge tower and so forth by the DuPont entrance, and by the coming in of the man from Los Angeles. Used to make the animal cartoons of Walt Disney. All they need is the assurance the federal government will come in there and help. And
I'm just afraid to make that decision now and say yes, Bessard. I'm just not in a position to do it. I don't want to disappoint Claude and you and the rest of them, but I just don't think we ought to say yes with the obligations that's going to carry with it. And I'm just being denounced today for spending $2 million a day more than Kennedy, and I'm trying every way in the world I can to avoid any commitment of any kind that I just don't have to make. And I think that to go into Miami with that kind of a thing, I just wouldn't feel like I ought to do it right now.
Well, then you think that a conference would not be productive at this time?
I don't. I think if you just say to them that I just went down there and went all over it with them.
I've been saying that to them, and they know that perfectly well, but they're just champing at the bits about it. Well, tell them that, and they'll just have to be satisfied with it. But how are you feeling?
Pretty good, pretty good. I got more than I can do, and I don't know whether I'm doing it well or not, but I felt mighty blue with Bill Thorbright's speech today.
Well, I suppose that was done at your suggestion.
Oh, hell, he and Mike, we just have gotten over Mike's speech on neutralizing Vietnam and pulling out, and now Bill gets up, makes a speech, and says, let's rewrite a treaty with Panama. And I'm just within an inch of getting an agreement with them, and every time I do, the New York Times, the Washington Post, or some damn fool senator gets up and knocks it off.
Well, I had lunch in our Democratic lunchroom with Dick Russell and others, and Dick asked me the question. He asked us all, don't you reckon that was something done at the president's request?
Well, you tell Dick, he knows better than that. I've talked to Dick about my views 100 times, and if I'm the only man in Washington, I'm going to be one that never agrees to rewrite a treaty and make pre-commitments before I sit down to negotiate.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Of course, I think you're completely right on that. That's exactly in line with
what. If I did what Fulbright recommended in the case of Panama, there'd be 119 nations tomorrow putting a pistol in my head and saying we want to rewrite all of ours.
Yeah. Well, of course, I'm not too greatly impressed by anything Bill said. Neither is Dick. I don't have to say that.
Well, Dick knows how I stand on it, because I told him.
Well, Mr. President, I want to get one thing clear, if I can. That is, when I do need to have a conference with you, whom should I call?
Well, Bill Moyer, generally.
Well, I called him a week ago about this, and I've never even heard from him.
Well,
And I called then Mike and the same day, and he's been worried about it because that he couldn't get any answer from called the name of that time, that Irish.
Well, I haven't got but 11 today, and two of them are senators, Milton Young and Russell Long. Now, it goes on nearly every day with the congressmen and senators, and I'm going from 6:30 to 12:30. And I'm just seeing them as often and as frequent as I can, every single one of them.
I want to get out of this.
Bill Moyer may be a day or two late with you, but he's the best one to talk to.
Talk to Moyer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you, Special.